Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Tuesday, May 5th, 2015. And this is The Connection on Live Talk. I'm Tungameli Nkomo.
And I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we are discussing the opening of schools and the never-ending problems dogging the education sector.
So let's get connected on our Twitter and Facebook pages using the hashtag The Connection. Our Facebook page is VOA Studio 7 and our Twitter handle is at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on our WhatsApp number, and that number is +1 202 465 0318.
You want to get live on Studio 7, give us a call at the following number, 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you back.
And for those tech-savvy people who want to find us streaming live on the internet, you can find us at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and also on voandebele.com.
Again, this is your number one youth program, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
And Tunga, you said it there. I'll take the number one. Tonight, we're talking about schools and schools that opened today for a second term, with some parents saying they are still unable to send their children back to school after failing to raise enough money for required school fees, school supplies, and reading materials. And this comes as the Minister of Education announced moves to levy school suppliers, with parents saying this will burden their already tightened pockets.
Caught in the mix of these challenges are primary and secondary schoolers. So tonight, we want to hear from those students out there and the parents. Let us know some of the challenges you are facing on your day-to-day quest for education.
Mm-hmm, Tunga. Sounds like it's going to be a very good topic indeed.
Indeed, Ms. T. Kwazwai, Vatereri, Terimuchirongwa, Nasi, Che, the Youth Connection, Chirongwa, Chino, Tarisa, Nenya, Zaganangana, Nevechidiki, Nasi, Teriku, Kurukura, Nenya, Kuvura, Kwezukoro, Nasi, Tichi, Tarisa, Kruse, Matambuziko, Areku, Sangana, Nevanavichikoro, Uyeje, Ne vabereki panyadze ma school fees. Lamhlanje zulukandaba sikhuluma ngodaba lokuvulwa kwesikolo lamhlanje, sikhangela kakhulu ukubana iziphi indubo abantwana besikolo abahlangana lazo ezibenqabela mhlawumbe ukuthi bathole imfundo ephakemeyo, imfundo elohlonzi. Yiloke udaba esingalo lamhlanje. Nxa lifuna ukusithinta, lingasithumela incwadi nge-WhatsApp kunombolo zethu ezithi 202-465-0318. Sizalifonela ke back sixoxe lani kuhlelo. Ndiyonyaya irimudari ronasi Miss T.
I think tungatine guest wedi wakutanga atopinda pa mepo nesutina James Bayanai, who is the director of the Zimbabwe Youth Development Foundation Trust. James, thank you so very much for joining us this evening on The Connection.
Thank you very much, Tatenda, for inviting me to your program.
Thank you, Ntunga. James, of course, as we spoke earlier, is one of the organizations working to assist Zimbabwe in the issue of materials within school grounds. James, let us know what's happening. We understand your organization has helped build a library in Chirumanzu, and you're also in the process of building another library. What's what are you doing as an organization?
As Zimbabwe Youth Development Foundation Trust, we are a youth-oriented organization that is mainly concerned with improving literacy in Zimbabwe's mostly marginalized communities. This is a four-year-old organization, And through our 4 years, we have managed to establish a library facility in Chirumanzu at Maware Primary School. And apart from that, we launched a rural scholarship that is supporting exceptional but less privileged children in rural communities. And we have also gathered educational resources, materials, reading books, curriculum and non-curriculum reading materials, and distributed them to various schools within Zimbabwe. And to date, we have managed to distribute over 100,000 reading books to different schools for their purposes. So in brief, that's what we have done since the inception of the organization. And, that's where we are at this particular time.
Mm-hmm. I thank you, James. I just hold there on the line and we'll come right back to you, Ntunga.
Our producer was saying she had our second guest, but I think we just lost him. We are trying to get him back on the air. That's Tamani Ncube.
Mm-hmm.
But Tende Rembere Duna Mkoma James. Ko James ndezvipi zvemingampini zvaungati zviri kusangana nevadzidzi zviri kuita kuti vatadze kuwana dzidzo ine udzamu muZimbabwe?
Nemamiriro akaita zvinhu especially maschools ekumaruwa maresources mashoma mumaschools, meaning to say, maschools mazhinji haana ma basic needs for education. Zvinosanganisira izvo zvinhu zvakaita semabooks, angave macurriculum books, angave mabooks for library purposes. Apart from mabooks, pane zvinhu zvakaita furniture that is needed for educational purposes. Ukasvika kune mamwe maschools, especially maschools kunzvimbo dzakagariswa vanhu patsva, haasati aimprova, haasati adevelopa, unowana vana vachidzidza vakagara pasi, unowana vasina pekunyorera, vachinyorera vakaisa mabhuku pamakumbo. And apart from that also, pane zvimwe zvinhu zvakaita availability of financial resources to get children to school. You'd realize that most parents, they don't afford to send their kids to school. So some of the children, especially like right now, the schools are opening, and some are staying behind because they still haven't gotten enough school fees to get them to school. As such, this is not good for proper education of children. And also, not only something to do with monetary issues, but also something to do with the availability of qualified teaching personnel in schools, because you have realized that most students, some of them have even gone beyond borders in search of greener pastures because of some conditions that they've been enduring in their teaching profession has not been so good. And they've decided to cross the borders in search of greener pastures. And they said this had a negative impact in our schools. And as such, we have seen that our education has gone down. So those are some of the challenges that generally affecting schools and the children at this particular time in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks, James. Please do stay on the line. Tatenda tine vamwe ma guests Dumuchirongo Asilo Mnumzana Tamani Ncube, a youth activist okomadlambuzi Sibelo Maxwell Rafi Moyo, coordinator ndeve Education Coalition of Zimbabwe National coordinator. Good evening, Mr. Ncube and Mr. Rafi Moyo.
Good evening.
Hawaii.
Thank you, say, Misty.
Mm-hmm. Tanga Nemi, Koma Maxwell, just tell us, so what are the conditions, in your view, prevailing in Zimbabwe in terms of education? We just heard James speaking about some of the challenges that primary and secondary schoolers are facing. What exactly is happening on a day-to-day basis for young Zimbabweans in the school system?
Thank you very much. Good evening. Just like the previous speaker said, there are quite a number of challenges in the school system. But major problem that leads in those problems is the issue of financial resources. All other sectors fall under the constraints that the country is going to, given the macroeconomic situation of the country. You discover that some schools have received, even all schools have received books from what was known as the EPF 1 during the period of 2011-2012. And they have also received some science books, especially the secondary schools, just last year. But this does not question what the learners need at the school. And this does not replace the school fees and the levies that are charged. So given the poverty that prevails within the country, fees and levies are taking children out of the school. And you also discover that, like the previous speaker has said, there is a deficit of schools in Zimbabwe. Currently, it stands at 2,056. This is the number of schools that are needed in the country. So you will discover that some of the children are moving very long distances to school. Some of them are to engage in road seeking, and road time is therefore limited. So there is need to develop infrastructure. There are no books, there are no desks, there are no classrooms, there are certain schools, especially the satellite schools, that are in very, very tight. So those are some of the problems and challenges that are surrounding the school system as we speak.
Thank you very much there.
Inombolo Zigara Fimoyo. We may have to drop his line and call him back. Kodwa silo baba uThamani Ncube. Ncube, siyakwamukela kuhle. Usemaphandleni khona ngapho komadlambuze Plumtree. Sike sakhuluma ngaphambilini, kodwa ungaphinde ukukhulume njalo indubo abafundi abahlala emaphandleni ababhekane lazo esikolo.
Ngiyabonga Nkomo. Silethile ngaphansi ukuthi khona imfundo yeZimbabwe isifike esibangeni esikusho ngenxa yokungaphathwa kahle kwelizwe lakithi, kumbe ngithi ngenxa yabantu abenza ngabomo bakhohlwe ukuthi khona abantwana laba esibazele balekusasa. Ungathwayela lapha engikhona emaphandleni, izikolo zethu zithiyene ngamakhilomitha phose 30, ukuthi umntwana uhamba 30 kilometers esiya esikolo aphinde aphenduke. Kona lokho kodwa kunika umntwana, akumnika izidlabuzane lokuya esikolo. Lesi sikhangela ukuthi khona ngapha emkhoneni wakithi, khona vele ukukhuluma ngecollege kumbe ngeyunivesithi kuyazila ngoba izinto ezingekho. Kona lokho futhi kunitsha abantwana umdlandla wokuthi bakhangele imfundo. Sesibuya kathetha esimeni sona lesi sethu kusho kathetha. Ungakukhangelisisa kahle, uzathola ukuthi khona thina since 1980 akula muntu okwaba nothando lwemfundo ithuthukiswa ngapha emkhoneni wakithi esikhalangeni. Ungananzelela uzathola ukuthi khona iningi lethu asisebenzi, singasebenzisi njalo kungenxa yokuthi khona from 1980 akuzange kudalwe amathuba emkhoneni wakithi ukuthi khona abantu basebenze. Kungakho abazali abaningi bakhangelele ukuthi khona bathole ukudla. Ukudla yiyo into eqakathekileyo empilweni zakithi ngapha. Imfundo then becomes secondary. So khona lokho ukuthi khona imfundo becomes secondary kutho ukuthi khona ayisaqakathekiswa njengento ethuthukisa abantwana. Ukuthi uphinda ukhangela futhi umumo esizithola ukuwo ngokwezombangazo, iningi lethu khona ukuthi khona imfundo ililungelo lomntwana asikwazi. Abantu abaningi abakwazi ukuthi khona umntwana uzelwe efundethe ilungelo lemfundo. Ukuthi senti ngokwenza njalo ukulitshwane bethu budala ukukhona asilabantu bomkhono wasithi abangababalisi ngenxa yokuthi khona amathuba avele anciphile kwasekuqaleni. Loko kuletha uhlupho olukhulu ukuthi labo babalisi abakhona bakhuluma ezinye iindini ezokuthi umntwana omncane ku-grade zero bazizwisise, ukhetha isikhathi esiningi ezama ukuthi khona afundise umbalisi ulimi lolo alukhulumayo ngekhaya. So kuthiba nzima kukhona umbalisi abe nethuba lokumfundisa okunye enjalo nje umzali wakhe engenelisi lokumhlawulela esikole. Sikusize ukuthi khona umongameli welizwe ukhulume amazwi abuhlungu ngabantu bakithi esikhalangeni kuyena le iviki esiphuma kuyo ukuthi khona abantu bakithi abafundanga. Kunzima ukuthi khona umuntu akuqume inyawo zokugijima ebese sithi khona wehlulekile ukuba nedibane. Kubuhlungu kakhulu khona lokho esihlangana nabo kathesi. Amabhuku akula ezikolo abantwana abangawabala ukuthi khangela la mabhentshi wona wokuhlala abantwana abahlali emabhentshini. Umntwana ufunda ehleli phansi ngaphansi kwesihlahla. Izikolo eziningi kunezikolo ezifana nabomude esingapha phethe yakomfula ngibona ingani sesikolo siminyaka elithumi singelaphahla elokuthi abantwana bafundele emoyeni. Abantwana bathetha isikhathi sabo esiningi beklinya amakhovula ngenxa yokuthi khona babesebe nefulu. So isikhathi sokufunda asikho. Mina engakujeli ukuthi khona ngibuhlungu ngoba akula muntu osetshengise uthando lwemfundo ithi ngapha esikhalangeni kodwa abantu bacinisa okokuthi khona basithethise ingani thina sidale umumo nalo esikuwo. Kanti thina esikwenzeke ukuthi sithobele umthetho wokubuswa yizani p f elizweni lakithi lezimbabwe. Lokhu Nkomo kubuhlungu kakhulu, kusenza ukuthi khona sihlukumezele emoyeni ngasengqondweni sicina singasazi ukuthi khona kanti thina vele singabantu bezimbabwe ngenxa yani.
Yes, siyabonga Ncube ungayikatshana. That was Thamani Ncube, Ms. T, of course, Mr. Ncube and I went to the same high school, and that's Thekwane High School in Plumtree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was basically saying for the rural folk, there is a plethora of, you know, problems. Like parents cannot afford school fees, and he's also talking about you know, children having to travel long distances to get to school. He also mentioned the issue of the shortage of books, benches, and he also spoke about you know, the issue of languages, saying that you know, especially at primary schools, you find in an area a teacher who cannot speak a particular language spoken in that area, you know, teaching there, and that's an issue that many people have raised before.
James achimbopinda ipapo, imimi mukushanda kumaruwa, I think mati munoshanda kuChirimanzu nekuRungwe, azviri kufamba sei kumaruwa? Tichaisa wana wechidiki warikuita machallenges akadaro.
Tichitanga kwaChirimanzu, most of the schools, like I discovered by them that the student book ratio sometimes was one book per 15 students. And you'd find that in a class, mwana anenga chita zokuverenga arugumberi. And vangwabakatera, which is not something that is good. And also, there are issues of technology. Like right now, this is the era of technology. But most Lima schools, even primary and secondary schools in Chirumanzu, I haven't seen any which is doing computer education. Most of them are not even doing that. And as such, you would find that mwana anobaku anoita form 6 pane ma schools ane A level ikoko anotangira kuzoshandisa computer maybe ku university kana abudirira aenda ku university. And you know, azvizi zvinhu zvekuti zvatinotarisira iko zvino. And izvozvo zvinonyanya kukonzerwawo zvakare nekuti kuma schools hakuna magetsi, hakuna ma solar system anobatsira, nekuti kana pachikoro paine solar paine magetsi, panokwanisika kuita zvinhu zvakaita semacomputers, panokwanisika kuita computer lab and such. But izvozvo
zvinhu zvakaita sezvozvo hazvisi kuexista kumaschools and isisi tanga tichikurudzira kuti dai kuri kwekuti government or not only government but other stakeholders in the education sector vatarisisa zvinhu zvakaita seizvozvo zvekuti at least kana pasina magetsi ngapaite solar ngapaite macomputers ngapaite a computer lab or cyber resource center pachikoro inobatsira kugadzirira vana life after high school kuuniversity umwe anono zvandambotaura umwe anotanga ushandisa computer ari kuuniversity unenge uchitanga usingambozwisi kuti zviri kufamba sei kana wabva kuuniversity ikoko but uri munhu akapasa form anogona kupasa form 4 kupasa form 6 but kana ava kuuniversity ino zvinomukanganisa even for development so those are some of the challenges zviri kusangana nevana vekumaruwa mostly kuti zvinhu zvakaita semacomputers it's almost non-existent and they don't even know how to use and operate such especially during this era.
Mm-hmm.
And also the issue that most students are traveling long distances to access education vari kufamba mutunhu yakareba you walk 10 kilometers 5 kilometers kuenda kuchikoro 5 kilometers kudzoka paunosvika watoneta kudhara you can't properly learn or adjust to the learning environment kudzoka futi ndizvo the same routine will go on and on and on every day so there are some of the things that are affecting our children's progress in education in some rural communities.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, James. Just hold on the line there.
Yebo, tatenda silo mlaleli. Kodwa singakathathi umlaleli wethu. Gentlemen, that's our guest. When we come back after this caller.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Okay, I'll be going to our caller shortly. But when we come back, I want to pose a very important question to our guests. The issue of our curriculum, and the question is, does it really, prepare our children to be employers or to be, self-sufficient instead of, preparing them to be job seekers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's that argument that, our curriculum is a bit out of, date because children are still being taught kuti, okay, these are itama subjects, ndo kuti wane basa.
Yeah.
Instead
yeah.
of them, being...
trending with the times, essentially.
Exactly.
Yes.
Silo mlaleli lapha. Oh, Webster. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo mnumza. Hayi siyaphila uluzile udabo lusegudwini
yebo
ye qhubeka ba
hayi angiyaluzi udabo lubuhlungu baba ngoba akhona nje abanye abantwana abafunda nzima baba yebo siyakafana sivini kulamba baba ngithe ngifunda sibili hayi bekunzima sibili ngoba abanye ngathi sibafundiswa kuthi ngabazali babo but kodwa bawuthatha ungabi serious into wakhona but kodwa impilo yaphande isuke ithile nzima kakhulu la
wenaabadubekela
abantwana kakhulu abadingele i-school fees futhi wabafundise bona kodwa bangawuthathi i-serious
wena ufunde ngaphi mnumzane
mina ngifunde ngapha seGwanda seWelloti kawusesimbumbumbu
bekunini khonapho
2013 grade form 4
okay uthe uqeda lapho wenelisile ukuthola umsebenzi kuhambe njani njalo nxa ukhangela ngemuva ungathi yiziphi indubo ohlangane lazo mhlawumbe ezikwenze wehluleka ukwenza okunye obukukhangelela empilweni
ebona ukufunda kwakhona ngathi ngiqeda ugraduate ngaqala ngahlala umnyaka wodwa ngingela school fees mina umuntu obhadalelayo ngase siyafunda ngomunye umnyaka sengiqala khonapho ngafunda futhi ngaphinda ngahamba ngithe senginike khonapho ase ngiqala-ke kuyadinga umsebenzi okuthi ngiukuthi ngoba wathongasele umuntu ongamfundisa
so wama kufomfo khonapho That's a bad line there, Tatenda, but siyabonga kakhulu mnumzana Webster ekwanda khona ngapho. That was a very bad line, Tatenda, but basically Webster was saying, you know, was reiterating the issue of non-affordability, saying, you know, he went through a rough time to get to Form 4 because his parents did not have enough money.
That's a situation that so many say they are facing day to day. They are unable to make the payments to even move ahead, as we say for some. Ntunga, I think we also have our headlines that we'd like to give to our listeners just before we take the break to our next half of our show, just to give an update or give a recap of what happened earlier today on our news programs.
Roll it.
Vana mukoti vari kuenderera mberi nekuramwa kushanda usiku vachiti vanoda kutanga vabhadharwa mari dzavari kuda. Zvipatara zvine dambudziko iri zvinosanganisira Chinoyi, Chitungwiza, Harare neParirenyatwa. Bato rinopikisa Retransform Zimbabwe rinoti ringangoenda kudare reConstitutional Court kuti rimanikidze mutungamiriri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe kutara zuva resarudzo dzeby-election remusi wa10 Chikumi sezororo kuitira kuti vashandi vakwanisewo kuenda kunovhota vakasununguka. Mutongi wedaro repamusoro vachinembiri bhunu nhasi vatura mutongo wekuti nengo dzeZANU-PF ina dzainge dzatora purazi revaivesa chigaro veZANU-PF kumashonaland west vatemba muliswa vabviswe.
The MDCT says the government's plans to import more than 700,000 tons of maize to feed the nation proves ZANU-PF's land reform program has failed. The strike by nurses boycotting night duty continues with patients feeling the pinch as hospitals put a freeze on new admissions. And the Transform Zimbabwe opposition party wants President Robert Mugabe to use his powers to declare June the 10th a public holiday to allow workers to participate in the forthcoming by-elections.
Umphathi ntambo wezokuthulwa kwemibiko lokusetshenziswa kwencingo lencwadi umnumzana Superman Duanzira uthi ilayisensi yenkampani yabomakhalekhukhwini yeTelecel Zimbabwe yesulwa ngoba linkampani ingalandeli umthetho wokuthuthukisa abensundu we-indigenization. Izikolo zivuliwe lamhlanje, abanye abazali bekhala ngokuthi abala mali yokuhlawulela abantwa babo. Bathi okwenza umumo ube mubi yikubhidlika komnotho welizwe. Uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke lamhla sihlaziye udaba lwamasela atshontsha ngemithi.
And that was, of course, a recap of our top stories for the day. And iskati si kanya sesihambile lapha misti.
Yeah, tapera on a time Tunga, as you just said. And we'd like to thank our listeners and hope that you can connect with us as we migrate over now to our live stream on our websites voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com. I'm Tatenda Gumbo, and to our guests,
Maxwell Rafi Moyo, umnumzana James Batanailo, Tamani Ncube, Lingayikatshana, all be back shortly.